Hello everyone, and welcome back to Wiki Whisper Articles Aloud. My name is Adrian Curram, and I will be your host. Now, this is a show where I select a Wikipedia article at random, or by request, and I read it in its entirety. Now, to keep with the spirit of authenticity, as if I was truly reading to you, I've decided to do this show in one take. No cuts, no edits. That means all stutters, misspoken words, and errors will be kept in, which I apologize for in advance. Today's article is about a veces bien y a veces mal. Let's begin. A veces bien y a veces mal, translated sometimes good and sometimes bad, is a song recorded by Puerto Rican singer Ricky Martin and Mexican band Rick for Martin's second extended play, Play, 2022. The song was written by Pedro Capo, Pablo Presquiado, Andres Torres, Martin, Kiko Kibrin, Mauricio Rengifo, and Julio Ramirez Juvelo. While the production was handled by Torres and Rengifo. It was released for digital download and streaming by Sony Music Latin on April 14th, 2022, as the second single from the EP. A Spanish-language pop ballad, it is a heartbreak song describing what happens when you miss someone with whom you still hope to return one day, and the vulnerability of a heart that resists having to accept reality. A veces bien y a veces mal received widely positive reviews from music critics who complimented its lyrics. The track was nominated for Song of the Year at the 23rd Annual Latin Grammy Awards. It was commercially successful, reaching number one on Billboard's Latin Airplay and Latin Pop Airplay charts. An accompanying music video, released simultaneously with the song, was directed by Daniela Vesco and filmed in Puerto Rico. Background and release. Ricky Martin started recording his 11th studio album, initially titled Movimiento, in the second half of 2019, inspired by the 2019 political protests in Puerto Rico. While, because of the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent personal experiences, Martin decided to split the album, Movimiento, into the two EPs, Pausa and Play. He released Pausa in May 2020 and launched Que Rico Fuera and Otra Noche en LA as the first two singles from Play. On March 2nd, 2022, Martin confirmed that the next single from Play would be a collaboration with Rick. A few weeks later, on April 12th, Martin revealed the song's title as A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal, and announced that it would be released on April 14th, 2022. The song was released for digital download and streaming by Sony Music Latin on the specified date, marking the first collaboration between Martin and Rick. An orbital audio version of the song was released simultaneously with the original. During an interview with the Los Angeles Times, Martin explained that they recorded the song at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic and, quote, thought it had to come out at the right time, not before or after, end quote, saying that it takes him back to the beginning of his career. He added about the collaboration, quote, I really wanted to work with Rick. They are an extremely talented group, end quote. Jesus Navarro, vocal leader of Rick, told the newspaper, quote, Ricky is one of the most complete and enormous artists in terms of talent and range, and we have been his fan for many years. To be able to collaborate with him for the first time is something very special for us and even more so with a song as honest as this one." End quote. Music and lyrics. Musically, "A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal" is a Spanish language pop ballad with a slow and intense rhythm. It was written by Pedro Capo, Pablo Preciado, Andres Torres, Martin, Kiko Kibrian, Mauricio Rengifo, and Julio Ramirez Huevlo. The production was handled by Torres and Rengifo, and the track runs for a total of 2 minutes and 25 seconds. Lyrically, "A veces bien y a veces mal," which translates to "sometimes good and sometimes bad" in English, is a heartbreak song about the feelings that are shared flourish in the absence of a special person, whose emptiness reminds us that it is, quote, "easy to love, but difficult to forget," end quote. It describes what happens when you miss someone with whom you still hope to return one day, and the vulnerability of a heart that resists having to accept reality. The lyrics include, quote, "Le faltan piezas al rompecabezas. Ha sido duro mi amor. Como pesan las fotos que siguen adornando mi mesa. Ay, como duele cuando un hombre pierde lo quiere." End quote. Which translates to, "Puzzle pieces are missing. It has been hard, my love. How heavy are the photos that continue to decorate my table? Oh, how it hurts when a man loses what he wants." Critical reception. Upon release, "A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal" was met with widely positive reviews from music critics. In her review for Billboard, Griselda Flores labeled the song, quote, "a beautiful pop ballad that marries Martin and Jesus Navarro's dramatic but soothing vocals, effortlessly evoking pain and sorrow," end quote. Tommy Kale from the Los Angeles Times stated that it, quote, "reaches deep into the hearts of those who have lost a loved one," end quote, describing Martin Enrique's interpretation as emotional. He continued with admiring the combination of their voices as simply sublime. An author of Monitor Latino named the track a, quote, "nostalgic ballad," end quote, while FM Dos critic Erika Cabrera called the ballad exciting. Univision's Lidney Villatoro described it as, quote, "the perfect collaboration," end quote. Similarly, a writer of Paris Beacon News named it, quote, "the perfect mix," end quote, praising the collaboration as an, quote, "incredible and beautiful musical project," end quote. Los Foris Paula Bascoli labeled Martin Enrique, quote, "two exponents of the romantic genre in the world," end quote. Also from Los Fori, Pascal Quililongo stated that the song, quote, "reminds us of the best romantic hits that marked the 2000s, end quote. Accolades. "A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal" was nominated for Song of the Year at the 23rd Annual Latin Grammy Awards, but lost to "Tocarte" by Jorge Drexler and C. Tangana. The song has also been nominated for Pop Collaboration of the Year and Pop/Ballad Song of the Year at the 35th Annual Lo Nuestro Awards. Commercial performance. "A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal" debuted and peaked at number 50 on the US Billboard Hot Latin Songs chart on August 27th, 2022. Becoming Martin's 51st entry on the chart and the Rake's 25th. The song also peaked at number 1 on both the Latin Airplay and Latin Pop Airplay charts, becoming Martin's 18th Enrique's fourth number one on the former, making Martin Tide Bad Bunny to hold the eighth most number ones on the list. On the latter, it became Martin's 12th crowning hit and Enrique's fourth. It also extended Martin's own record as the artist with the most top 20s on the US Latin Pop Airplay chart with 53 songs, and became his 41st top 10 hit on the chart, making him the second artist in history to achieve this milestone. Besides the United States, A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal reached the top 10 in Mexico and Puerto Rico, as well as the top 20 in Bolivia, Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Music video. On February 11th, 2022, Martin shared photos of himself walking on a beach with the hashtags #secretproject and #comingsoon. Almost 2 months later, he shared snippets of the accompanying music video for A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal, announcing that it would be released alongside the song on April 14th, 2022. The black and white video was filmed in Puerto Rico and directed by Costa Rican director Daniela Vesco, who had also directed the video for Martin's previous single, Otra Noche en LA. Beach, sand, palm trees, and the sea appear in the visual, as well as a black background in the middle of a valley landscape in which the singers sing the song. The video also features the Spanish model Angele Ponce, the first openly transgender woman to be crowned Miss Spain. Martin explained about his idea of featuring her in the visual. Quote, "She is a symbol of success, of equality, and the work she has done on behalf of our community around the world has been extremely important. A song as beautiful as this should have a beautiful woman like her as a model." End quote. Tommy Kale from the Los Angeles Times gave the music video a positive review, saying, quote, "The use of drones for aerial shots are phenomenal and show the beauty of the Puerto Rican coast." End quote. Track listings. Digital download / streaming. Number 1. Title: A Veces Bien, A Veces Mal. Length: 2 minutes 25 seconds. Digital download / streaming. Number 1. Title: A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal. Orbital Audio. Length: 2 minutes 25 seconds. Credits and personnel. Ricky Martin, vocal, composer, lyricist, associated performer. Rick, vocal, associated performer. Pedro Capo, composer, lyricist. Pablo Perquiado, composer, lyricist. Andres Torres, composer, lyricist, producer, keyboards, recording engineer, programmer. Ignacio Kibrian, composer, lyricist. Mauricio Rengifo, composer, lyricist, producer, keyboards, recording engineer, programmer. Julio Ramirez Huevlo, composer, lyricist. Jacob Richards, assistant engineer. Jason Joshua, mastering engineer, mixing engineer. Charts. Weekly charts. Weekly peak performance for A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal. Chart 2022. Argentina Latin. Peak position 16. Bolivia 16. Costa Rica 11. Dominican Republic Pop 12. Ecuador Pop 20. El Salvador 13. Guatemala 18. Mexico 12. Mexico Airplay, 9. Puerto Rico, 8. U.S. Hot Latin Songs, 50. U.S. Latin Airplay, 1. U.S. Latin Pop Airplay, 1. Year-End Charts. 2022 Year-End Chart Performance, 4. A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal. Chart. 2022. Argentina, position 83. Costa Rica, 63. Dominican Republic pop, 71. El Salvador pop, 83. Guatemala, 65. Latin America, 56. Mexico pop, 30. Puerto Rico, 22. U.S. Latin Airplay, 34, and U.S. Latin Pop Airplay, 8. Release History. Release dates and formats for A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal. All three releases are under the label Sony Music Latin. Various regions, on April 14th, 2022, in the form of digital download and streaming. Latin America, April 22nd, 2022, format, contemporary hit radio. And Russia, May 3rd, 2022, format, contemporary hit radio. And with that, this concludes this week's episode of Wiki Whisperer Articles Aloud. I have been your host, Adrian Curro, and I sure hope you enjoyed this reading on A Veces Bien y A Veces Mal by Ricky Martin and Rick. If you have any suggestions on how I could improve my recording and or podcast in general, if you would like to submit an article for me to read next week, or if you would simply like to give me any words of encouragement, please feel free to do so by emailing me at wikiwhisper@gmail.com. That is spelled wikiwhisperer@gmail.com. All information used in this podcast can be found on wikipedia.com and is available for fair use under the Creative Commons license. Once again, thank you all very much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.